This is Indiana Public Radio News. Good morning, I'm Stan Sollers at 44 past the hour. Member institutions of the NCAA are scrambling to figure out what to do about the recent U.S. Supreme Court ruling on benefits accorded to student athletes, who can now earn compensation for the use of their name, image, and likeness. We'll talk about that and more today on the Ball State Pandemic Update. Returning this week is Ball State President Jeff Mearns. President Mearns, welcome back.
Thank you, Stan. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, let's start with NIL, or N-I-L, Name, Image, and Likeness. Ball State announced a program for student-athletes called BALU, Y-O-U. What is that, and how will Ball State use that to navigate this NIL channel?
So as you mentioned a moment ago, with changes in NCAA regulations, student-athletes in Division I can now receive compensation for their name, image, and likeness. And it's an exciting opportunity for our student-athletes, but it's also an opportunity for all of our students to appreciate the value of promoting their skills and their experiences. So the BALU program will include opportunities and support for our student-athletes, but it also is a program that will be available to all of our students on campus.
Well, that separates itself from other programs that we've heard coming out of the Big Ten and so forth that are just athletics-centric.
That's correct. And we believe this is an opportunity, frankly, that some of our students who aren't student-athletes have been doing already in terms of promoting themselves on social media and being compensated for that. And so now we're going to add our student-athletes and encourage, as I say, encourage all of our students to think about how they can market their experiences and their credentials to be compensated either for name, image, and likeness or to get a great job opportunity.
Do you have an example that you can share with us that would help us to see sort of what this is going to be like?
Well, some of it might be relatively straightforward. You could imagine a local business who would engage one of our student athletes to use his or her image to promote the business, to have their jersey or their photograph or their signature or do a promotional event at a restaurant. But then on social media, there are people who are considered influencers. And so businesses and institutions engage them to promote their products or their business. And so now our student athletes can do the same thing.
So you've said that Ball State student athletes can take advantage of this, Ball State students. What about alumni? Because I still have 4 years of eligibility that I did not use when I was an undergraduate here.
Yes. So we're having tryouts for you perhaps over the weekend. We'll have you run with some tackle drills.
Yes, I'll look forward to that. Well, the Ball State Board of Trustees had a special meeting on Thursday with two agenda items, a personnel item and a one-time supplemental payment for coaches and staff in athletics. Can you tell us about what happened?
Sure. So the personnel item, there were several contract extensions that we asked the board to approve, and they did. One related to our outstanding athletics director, Beth Goetz. She's been with us about 3 years, and she really has elevated the success of our entire program, both competitive success as well as academic success. And you're certainly aware of the success of the football team, but many other teams were quite successful. So we're delighted that she accepted my offer to extend her commitment here at Ball State through June of 2027. And then there were four current head coaches who had their contracts extended for several years, including Coach New, Coach Maloney, Coach Brady Salee, and Coach James Whitford. So those were really the personnel items. And then you mentioned that there was also we recommended or asked for the authority to provide a supplemental payment to a significant number of our coaches and staff within athletics. And that relates to a decision or some actions that they took last fall when we were concerned that there was going to be a substantial reduction in revenue to our athletics program because of the pandemic. We feared at that time we weren't going to compete at all. But of course, we were able to compete. And so the revenue shortfalls were not as significant as we thought. So as I said, the vast majority of our coaches and our staff, they took voluntary salary reductions or furloughs. And so the action that the board took on Thursday morning gave us the ability to make them whole, to give them a supplemental payment in the next few weeks that is equivalent to the salary reductions that they took during this past year, as I said, to make them whole. They were really the only employees at the university that made that voluntary reduction in their pay or through a furlough. So, as I said, it was an opportunity for us to recognize their contributions during an extraordinary year.
And so that is, in effect, redressing a balance.
Correct. It was not additional compensation. It was restoring the compensation that they voluntarily gave up last fall.
Well, switching now to the pandemic, as this is a pandemic update, how are coronavirus vaccinations for Ball State faculty and staff coming along this week since incentives were announced weeks ago?
Yeah, so they've been increasing significantly. They're now well over 50%. Nearly 60% of our employees have notified us that they've been vaccinated. I actually think it's pretty certain that the number is higher. Those are the only ones who've notified us so that they can participate in the incentive. So I think our using those incentives have brought awareness to the benefits of getting vaccinated, that it's good for you, it's good for your family, your friends, your neighbors, and of course your colleagues here at Ball State.
Is the university ready to pivot to all online instruction because we've been hearing that the Delta variant of COVID-19 is making breakthroughs even with some in small numbers with some vaccinated persons? Are we ready to pivot this fall if we have to?
I think we are. And those are some of the lessons that we've learned during the pandemic, is how to make those adjustments. So I think our faculty are well prepared to adjust. But Stan, I'm optimistic that we won't have to, but we are prepared.
All right, President Jeff Mearns, thanks again for being with us this week.
Thank you, Stan. Be well and enjoy the beautiful holiday weekend.
You as well. For IPR News, I'm Stan Solers.